Hello world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR International Business Growth Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And this week we're walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your TV talk show done. It's a tongue twister. 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. And so follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yes. So this is week four of 13. If you've been following us along, it's unlock your message. You have something important to say. Over the next four episodes, we're going to be talking about the marketing messaging formula, the real power of the hero's journey, your turning point story is your message, and your everyday moments are story gold. Following up from last week, if you missed it, you might want to go back and take a listen because these are kind of in order. Well, not kind of, they are.
In order.
You might want to follow them.
There's a lot of order.
Yeah. Last week was unlock your message, activate magnetic attraction with every word. And we were talking about your future audience, defining your audience now, especially if you're just getting started, consciously choosing your future audience, and surprise, pay attention to who's following you and connect with more viewers faster. Today's episode, the marketing messaging formula, is about promises, problems, solutions, plus invitations. Do this every time. And that makes it season 12, episode 13.
13.
Yeah, 13, 13. Took us a little bit of time to get here. Because we're following the formula. We follow the formula as we create too. And
exactly.
Yeah. Pay attention to who's following you and connect with more viewers faster. Last week, Declan, we were talking, we did talk into the episodes of promises, problems, and solutions, but we didn't do invitations, and it's the invitations right. That's the magic. So how are we opening this one up?
One of my favorite marketing minds, Guy Kawasaki. So he says, the purpose of a pitch, an offer, right, is to stimulate interest, not to close a deal.
Juicy. And you use the word pitch. So for our listeners, the heart-centered business owners, coaches, consultants, authors, those that want to make a difference in the world, that's typically who, when we look behind us, is following us. That's why we're working together.
Yeah.
This idea of pitch and closing deals and business talk is.
Well, yeah, so some people find it icky or uncomfortable, uh-huh. You know, but we're in business, right? So, I mean, yeah. It's a little bit of semantics, but, you know, it's, as one of my mentors once said to me, if you're not making offers, if you're not actually closing deals, if you're not signing up new clients, however we lovingly want to call any of that, right? That's doing business. But if you're not doing that, then you just have a hobby.
An expensive hobby.
Yes. Might be making you go broke. Yes.
Yeah. And so why is this important? Because you become a person worth watching with relevant, clear marketing messaging every time, so you can grow your audience of raving fans, so that you have when you do your pitch, when you do in the title, we called it the invitation. Mm-hmm. It's natural. People are wanting to, I've listened to, I've told you this before, I've listened to people where I'm like, here's my credit card. Just take my money. And they're still talking. It's like, no, and so this is a super important piece. You had said at one point you had, when you were working in hypnotherapy, that mm-hmm. you had a boss. Was it a boss?
Tell me. Yeah, that. Sales trainer. Yeah, sales trainer.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was a boss, yes.
Yeah. What did he tell you?
Wow. Yeah.
Saving
thanks
lives.
For the thanks for the flashback. Yeah, so that was a really difficult job for me because we were dealing with people in a very sensitive state, right? By the time at that point, you know, hypnotherapy was considered, you know, kind of like weird and woo-woo and like scary, and mm-hmm. And both of us are trained in this in hypnosis, and we know that it's not any of those things, right? But back then, especially, if they showed up in this office, then it was like the last thing that they could possibly try, because they've done everything, including having surgeries and, you know, usually being in bad places for weight
medical hypnotherapy.
Medical,
right?
Yes. And so I was a salesperson, and my job in a very short period of time I had with each person was to take them from, you know, what's the story, what's happening, what's been going on, to here's how hypnosis works, and that will be $3,000. You know, how would you like to pay? And I couldn't do that last part because I was afraid for them. I was afraid that they couldn't pay, or that they were skeptical, or I had all my own fears. And basically my trainer said, if you don't ask, tell them how they can pay you, if you don't offer them the opportunity to take the next step, you're doing them a disservice,
mm-hmm.
right? This is the last chance for a lot of these people, that in their minds at least, right,
mm-hmm.
of how they could turn their lives around. And then I wasn't able to take them to that invitation, right, or make the pitch, right, close the deal, because of my own fears and insecurities, right? And so that was my mindset work that I got to do and transform that. But yeah, so when you're making videos, or you have a show and it's a business show, and you're not inviting people to take the next step with you, whatever that next step is, then, like you said, we're leaving them high and dry, basically, right? They're not able to take action on this great information that we're sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story, because it is so true. And so, catching up to where we were in previous episodes, we talked about shared promises, and that creates trust,
mm-hmm.
shared problems in your story. It wasn't always this way. I used to have this problem too. And that creates understanding. When you share your solution, it creates hope. And then the shared invitation, your call to action, your pitch, whatever you want to call it, that opens the door for transformation. Yeah. It allows the person on the other end hearing your message make a decision. And the difference between sharing nice information and yeah. opening the door to transformation is this effective marketing messaging that encourages your audience to take action, whether it's subscribing to your channel, visiting your website, engaging with your brand in some way, or buying your program, buying your services, whatever that is.
Yep.
It's really about this clear call to action that becomes your marketing message and helps you get viewers towards the next step in their relationship with you.
Yeah. The CTA. Without it, it's just nice information. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we're here to do, right? We're here to help. That whole transformation word is so important. The transformation being that person, your viewer, your audience, is able to get better in whatever way that means for them, right? And so that's what we're here to do, is to invite them, show them how, and invite them to take that next step.
And our invitation to our listeners every week is to make sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com, because we want you along on this journey with us. We want to be there to mentor you. And if you want support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. And an invitation can be as simple as that.
Yes, a great example. So we're making invitations all the time in every episode, you know. It doesn't have to feel icky or gross. It's just like, here's how you can take the next step, right? They make the choice. We gave them the choice, the offer, and they make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do we want them to do?
Okay. In episode 11, we invited you to actually start work on this process. And we left out the most important part, which is the invitation, right? So you identified a promise, a problem, and a solution. And now we're inviting you to go back to that work that you did in episode 11 and add in a call to action, an invitation, right? And this closes the loop. So now that message becomes a marketing message. And this is what we're inviting you to practice and get really comfortable with, because you'll be doing this all the time, whether it's in your videos or in your show. Mm-hmm. So we want you to include one thing that you want your viewers to do next, right? So this is the call to action. Click a link, subscribe, whatever the call to action, pick one call to action in a clear and simple way and add that to the message that you had already started building.
I like that you said one. So this isn't about download my freebie and then subscribe to my newsletter and do all these things all in the same thing. It's just, you just picked one along the way.
Yeah, because if you don't, it creates confusion, right? Mm-hmm. And there's versions of this saying, but a confused mind says no, or a confused mind doesn't take action. Yeah. So you want to make it easy. That's why we say make it clear, simple, right? So they're like, oh, I'm going to just do this one thing. And especially now that people have such short attention spans.
Yeah.
So we want to help them out. Do this one thing, right? It takes them down the road into your world.
Do this one thing. So take action. What's the one thing that we want them to do?
Okay. So here is the one thing. See how this works, folks? With that message, right, by adding in the invitation, we are inviting you now to record like a 3-minute video, which is a shortish video that includes now it's actually a long video in the world of videos, but okay, 3 minutes that includes all four elements of the marketing messaging formula, which is what we've been talking about, right, in these recent episodes, and share it on one of your social media platforms of choice. Wherever you have the most following is where I would put this message, and then notice what happens. See who's commenting, who's liking, and you're really just kind of paying attention. And the purpose of this is to get in the practice of creating these kinds of marketing messages.
I love it. And that's going to wrap
to get this you on episode
camera. Up. Oh, yes. And that's going to wrap up this episode 13, the marketing messaging formula, which is promises, problems, solutions, plus invitations. Do this every time. I am Donna Cundy.
And I'm still Declan O'Segara. Thanks for